Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
I'm going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just
what's up?
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Caro's panic button on B98.5.
As the saying goes, if you've got a problem, yo, we'll solve it. We are going to talk to this young lady here, and then she's asking you for advice on the panic button. What's going on, Kelly?
Hey, guys. I need to hit the panic button.
What's going on?
My ex-boyfriend is making me an offer I don't think I can turn down, but if my husband finds out, I think it's going to ruin our relationship.
Married. Okay.
Your ex-boyfriend is making some sort of a proposal, and your husband, you're married?
Yeah, we just got married 3 months ago, and it's my husband's birthday this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to make his first birthday as my husband special, and he's a huge, and I mean, I'm talking huge UGA fan.
Okay.
Well, there aren't too many small Georgia Bulldog fans.
Right. Not right now.
Yeah. And the SEC championship is this weekend. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Does your ex-boyfriend have tickets?
I did something really stupid. I texted my ex-boyfriend to see if he could help me out because his family owns a company and they're really well off. I figured he might have tickets. And he said he would give me two of them.
Oh.
If I go to dinner with him first.
Oh no. I've seen this in a movie before.
Yeah.
His company's sweet, though. And me and my husband are just too broke. We can't afford tickets.
Your husband's going to ask, like, honey, where did you get these tickets? That's if you even consider going on a date, I guess, with your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And are you going to see your ex-boyfriend at the game? Is your husband going to see your ex-boyfriend at the game as well?
That I don't know. I get probably. I mean, he's probably going to the game too. He's not going to give me his tickets. He probably has more in the suite.
So really the only thing that you'd be keeping from your husband is the fact that you had to go out to dinner with your ex-boyfriend. You could say, I got the tickets from him, but you probably don't want to tell him that you went to dinner with him.
Right. But then do I want to lie?
That's a lie.
Husband? Yeah.
There's no way that's not going to come up.
I agree. I don't know. I need some advice.
How did the relationship? So was your ex-boyfriend, was that the last guy you dated before you met your husband and got married?
Yes, the most recent ex-boyfriend.
So there might still be some feelings there, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think are his motives?
I don't know. He's not necessarily the most friendly guy, you know. He's an ex for a reason, right? So...
And this is the only way you can get some sweet tickets and surprise your husband.
I mean, and these seats are really good. Good enough that, you know, my husband might not even notice that my ex is there, honestly.
Keep listening to our show. We'll get you some advice. I have no idea where this is going to go. We're going to find out how much people love the dogs.
Right.
Thank you guys so much.
404-741-0985.
I mean, you want to make a good impression. It's your husband's first birthday as a married guy.
But the trade-off.
Yeah.
What do you think? 404-741-0985. It's the panic button on B98.5.
You've got a problem.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure.
Don't freak out. Just hit the panic button with Tad, Drex, and Kara on B98.5.
Kelly called in to say she wants to surprise her husband for his birthday with tickets to see the dogs at the SEC championship this weekend. The problem is they just got married. Have no cash, so Kelly texted her wealthy ex-boyfriend who's got a suite to the game to see if he'll give her tickets. The ex-boyfriend said yes, but you got to go on a dinner date with me first to get the tickets.
Oh, this is bad.
A true indecent proposal. Amy and Bremen, what should she do?
I say no way. You don't lie to your spouse. It always comes back around to bite you.
Is there any chance that the spouse, because she said, Kelly said, he's a huge Bulldogs fan. Is there any chance he's like, well, you got to do what you got to do?
No, none. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law were Georgia cheerleaders, and they are huge Georgia fans, and they would never, never do that. That is, and then going to dinner, too? Wrong answer.
Yeah, but they were cheerleaders. They probably have access to free tickets. Give me a break.
Yeah, that is pretty
good. Angel in Douglasville, what do you think?
I think she should say yes and take her husband with her to dinner.
Oh.
A thruple.
Yeah. He didn't say she could. He said, as long as you come to dinner with me. Okay.
A little plus one there. I like that.
And do you tell the boyfriend that the husband's coming along ahead of time or
No. He sounds like a shady character.
Absolutely not.
Do you think the boyfriend gives over the tickets after that?
Or she could have her husband in the car and she could go into dinner, but she should let her husband know.
That's what I was going to say. Is the husband like joining them at a table for three, or is he at another table watching, with the menu in front of his face?
And can we make reservations at the same restaurant?
Right.
Thanks, Angel. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, Jackie is in Ball Ground. She says, tell the husband, and I'm curious, Drex, would you take that deal if your wife came to you with the same indecent proposal? We'll get your answer coming up next.
There's only one way to deal with your crazy crisis.
He said not the panic.
It's time to hit Tad, Drex, and Kara's panic button on B98.5.
Kelly called in to say she wanted to surprise her husband for his birthday with tickets to see the Dogs at the SEC Championship game this weekend. Mm-hmm. They just got married. They're broke. But Kelly's ex-boyfriend's got tickets. And he said, yeah, I'll give you a pair of tickets. You just got to go to dinner with me first.
Wow.
What a snake. Stacy in Atlanta, what do you think?
I say do not do that.
Why?
If she wants to end her marriage, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, even the act of texting... why did she text him in the first place? Why did she text her ex-boyfriend in the first place? There's obviously
still... she knows she's got the tickets.
I know, but there's still a door open then in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's
totally
also...
agree.
Wouldn't there be a difference? Like, these guys are newlyweds, right? Mm-hmm. The salad days. They're 3 months into a marriage. If it was 3 years, 6, 7, 10 years, then I'd be worried. But... they just got married.
You're allowed.
Nothing's going to happen.
A couple screw-ups earlier.
That's a big screw-up.
Yeah, right?
Thanks, Stacy.
Thank you.
Jackie in Ball Ground, you say, tell the husband the plan.
Absolutely. 100%. Honesty is the best policy. If she doesn't, she's always going to live with that guilt. What if he finds out later?
Tell the husband, and what if he says yes? Isn't that still weird? Isn't that still uncomfortable?
Well, at least she, like, has his, backing of, support in it. And, I mean, if she really truly loves her husband, going on the dinner thing with the ex, nothing should hopefully, transpire from that.
Drex, if your wife came to you and said, hey, I can get us tickets to a sweet SEC championship, got to go out to dinner with my ex, how would you feel? Would you say yes?
I would ask, is the suite going to be fully stocked?
Like,
because I would wreck that bar. Oh, I'd wreck that bar.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. 7:27. Sunshine today, warming up to 54. It's only 36 now in Midtown. Hawks beat the Magic 125-108. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's up, Charlie?
Chick-fil-A announced they're going to test out a new line of products, but not like the chicken wings that they put on the menu last month. No, these are items that are only available online, and spoiler alert, you can't eat them. But first, yesterday we talked about... oh, man, Kim and Kanye's divorce finally finalized. So I think it's pretty safe to say you wouldn't want to take marriage advice from them or really any Kardashian.
No.
But what celebrity would you want to take?
Who has been married for a while that you would take advice from?
Who is it? Just spill.
How about Dolly Parton? Take a listen to Dolly Parton's two pieces of advice she has for long relationships as she's been married to Carl Dean for 56 years.
Well, we love each other. We respect each other. Yeah. We both have a warped sense of humor. And I think humor is one of the best things when you're married.
Humor is one of them. Yeah. So, and when Dolly talks, we listen.
Oh, 1,000%. So humor first thing. What is the second thing?
I say, I stay going. There's a lot to be said about that.
Right.
We're
not
in each other's face all the time.
Right?
It was meant to be. I think he was the one I was supposed to have, and vice versa.
Sweet. Now, Drex and I were talking about the humor part of it earlier, and I think we married the two women that find us least amusing. Do you find that with your husband? Like, was he funny once, but he's not really
not
funny
really
anymore?
Funny. No, he laughs at his own jokes trying to get me to laugh, and it's just like, no.
But you used to find
yes.
him funny.
Oh, it was charming.
Well, I always say that, like, my wife has a very simple sense of humor. Like, I'll tell a really involved joke. I'm like, honey, that's A-level humor. But, like, if a kid falls off a slide at a playground, she dies. Yeah, I'm like, well, okay. So, like, it's got to be
dumb it down.
Yeah.
The greatest comeback is when you tell a joke that's involved and people don't laugh is you say, I'm funny when you're smart.
Right. Oh, that always goes over so well. All right, this is going to go over really well. Chick-fil-A has launched its first ever online store, and it is full of fun merchandise. Some highlights includes like an I Heart Waffle Fry hoodie. Mm-hmm. There's a chicken for breakfast hat and coffee mug, or you can get the clutch in the shape of a Chick-fil-A sandwich, like the packaging.
So
you
like a little purse.
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
Drex talked about this earlier. I thought it was the actual, like, a purse that would look like the sandwich. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, but every time I have the number one, I always photograph the chicken because it always just looks so beautiful.
So golden.
But this is the bag.
This is the bag, yes. So your purse will look like the bag. Hopefully it doesn't smell like that because that could be bad. But there's also a sauce-themed blanket, and then it comes with a pillow that looks like a chicken nugget. I've already looked at that on the website. It is so cute. The items are available right now at shop.chickfilet.com. And the company does say they're expected to sell out fast, so you better snag it.
Or you're going to be buying it on eBay.
Right.
Come on.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
The pop culture princess is on maternity leave, so I'll be answering the questions. We're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Caleb in Canton.
Hey, good morning.
What are you up to this morning?
What am I up to this morning? I'm actually headed into Douglas Hospital. I'm an x-ray tech student. So I want to do clinic stuff today.
Wow. Oh,
we got a smarty pants.
Yeah, let's take Tad to school. Let's kick him out of the studio, Caleb.
All right. Hey, Dad, go grab a donut or something, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That'd be one, too. Sprinkles.
He's counting calories over here.
All right, Tad's going to leave the studio, Caleb. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Tad back in the studio where he's been sequestered. We'll ask you the same exact questions. If you get more right than Tad, you get $100 of his money. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Kanye West took to TikTok to reveal he owes $50 million in back taxes. What government agency collects your taxes?
The IRS.
Question two. Chick-fil-A launched an online merchandise store yesterday, complete with a logoed hoodie in the shape of their fries. What type of fries does Chick-fil-A sell?
They sell waffle fries.
Yeah. Question number three. This is crazy. Two Good Morning America hosts who are married to other people revealed that they have started a romantic relationship with each other.
Ooh, juicy.
Yeah, very. What network does Good Morning America air on?
Oh, gosh. NBC?
Question number four. The Killers are going to headline next year's Shaky Knees Festival. The name of their song, the name of their hit song is Mr. Blank.
Mr. Brightside.
There we go. Question number five. Authorities are warning fans looking to attend the SEC championship this Saturday to avoid ticket scams. Now, UGA won the national championship last year. What year did they win it before that?
Oh, that's a good question. I have no idea. I'm going to guess 2013.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was very recent.
I was going to give you a hint and say you probably weren't alive, but.
That's okay. I 2013.
All right. Caleb did all right this morning.
Not too bad.
Tad's making his way back in the studio. Ready?
Where did you do undergrad, Caleb?
I'm actually at Chattahoochee Technical College.
Okay.
Nice.
Where'd you go to elementary school? What are we doing here? Come on, let's get to the questions.
All right.
Tad, ready for the same questions?
Yes.
Number one, what government agency collects your taxes?
The IRS?
Yes, that's what Caleb said. 1-1.
Question number 2. What type of fries does Chick-fil-A sell?
Waffle fries.
Yes, the best.
You knew I was going to get that one right.
Question 3. What network does Good Morning America air on?
ABC.
Yes, that is correct. Caleb said NBC.
Yeah, that's the Today Show.
3-2.
Question number 4. Killer's going to headline next year's Shaky Knees Festival. The name of their hit song is I'm Mr.
Brightside.
Yep, that's what Caleb said. All right, 4-3.
All right, question number 5. UGA, we all know, won the Natty last year. What year did they win it before that?
Like the last time that previously?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I'm going to say 1996 because that seems like the year all good things happened.
That was the Olympics.
Sure. And, but it was great because it's like the same year.
Yeah. Yes. The actual answer.
1980.
Yeah.
Yeah. Caleb said 2013.
Final score this morning
is 4-3.
Caleb and Canton, are you smarter than Tad?
Not today.
Why don't you go get an x-ray of your broken heart, kid?
You've been sitting on that one.
That just came to me. Like a gift from the heavens.
Oh, gosh.
Have a great day, man.
Hey, you too. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Love the show.
Thank you.
Bye.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up, TadDrexandKara.com.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Okay, so Amanda, you had a big presentation for the boss, and you were working with this guy, Steven, on this presentation. You guys were working on this together?
We work at a marketing firm, and we were tasked with putting together this presentation for this big new client. And the night before we were doing the presentation, I couldn't really sleep because I didn't really like what we had worked on together. So I kind of like worked on a new plan by myself and I didn't tell him.
You did not tell Steven that you abandoned the plan you guys came up with together and put your own together?
No, I did not.
All right. So, did you talk to Steven about this and be like, hey, I came up with a new plan? Like before you presented this in front of the boss?
I didn't have time to argue it. It was a really high pressure situation. I knew that there would be pushback and it needed to happen. So I just went through with it.
So now you and Steven and your boss and the new client sitting in a conference room, you're presenting this new presentation. What's Steven doing?
I mean, he was totally blindsided and he just sat there in the meeting with a stone cold look on his face. I mean, at one point he opened his laptop, started doing other work. I don't think it went well.
You don't think it went well? Like your revision of the presentation didn't go well?
No, I think the presentation, I think I killed it. But in terms of Steven's reception of me doing it.
Okay.
Oh, so
that did not go well.
But the boss and the new client, they loved what you came up with.
They did. And I was really happy with how it went. But Steven was really angry.
You could see it in his face.
Not only could I see it in his face, I decided to give him a few days to cool off because he was clearly so angry. And so I went to his cubicle yesterday and it was empty.
Do you think he got fired?
Or left maybe?
Maybe because he's doing other work while you're in a meeting. He obviously didn't even know what the presentation was about.
Like as soon as I saw that he wasn't there, I went and asked my boss what happened. And my boss said, Steven doesn't work here anymore.
That's all he gave you? You just said he doesn't work here. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
I feel like I did a really messed up thing. And Steven is a friend of mine. And we worked together for quite some time. So, I mean, I'm even willing to tell my boss that it was both of our ideas. And, like, I won't continue to work with the new client unless Steven's hired back.
Yeah. So you want forgiveness. And you're even willing to put your career on the line to get him back. Okay.
Yeah. I screwed up.
And you've tried to reach out to him. He's not returning your calls, not returning your texts. You've tried this on your own?
Yeah.
Okay.
No response.
All right. Well, we're going to help you see if we can get forgiveness. We'll put you on hold, and we're going to call Steven next, okay?
Okay.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We're about to help Amanda ask her friend and now former coworker to forgive her for changing their presentation without telling him. He found out in front of the client. Now he's out of a job. He's been fired. Amanda, Steven's not going to know you're on the line at first.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is this Steven?
This is he. Who's this?
And this is Tad, Drex, and Kara from B98.5. How are you this morning?
Hey, good. What's going on?
Well, we were just calling Because we know that the job market is pretty crazy. How is the job search going for you?
Job search? I'm not currently looking for a job.
Oh. We were under the impression that you got fired recently, no?
I had a mutual separation from my company, but everything's fine. I've decided I'm going to take a year off.
Take a year off?
Yeah.
The severance was that good?
It wasn't so much a severance as it was more like a payout.
A payout?
Whoa.
All right. Guess what? Well, we have your former coworker, Amanda, on the other line. She called us looking to get your forgiveness because she blindsided you for that presentation you guys had with a new client and thought she got you fired. She's been trying to get in touch with you. You haven't been answering your phone calls from
her. I'm really sorry about springing the new marketing proposal on you. I know we were supposed to work on it together.
Yeah, Amanda, that was a thing to do.
Yeah, I know. And I feel terrible. I didn't think you'd get fired.
Well, I mean, from what we understand, though, Stephen, you weren't fired. It was mutual. What did all that mean?
Per terms of the agreement, I can't really share that much, but I will tell you that I got the last laugh, that's for sure.
Last laugh.
Stephen, I know I did you dirty, but whatever happened, I hope it doesn't jeopardize this new client.
It's not jeopardizing anything for me, but we have one huge f*** in your little scheme.
Oh, jeez.
What was that?
Stephen, you're saying Amanda screwed something up?
Yeah, so when Amanda hijacked a proposal for the new client behind my back, didn't tell me about it, didn't in front of me for the first time, she forgot to make sure the website address for the client's new product was available.
What are you talking about? We have the website.
You guys have it now because I sold it.
Hang on a second. Steven, you bought the website that was associated with this marketing plan?
Damn right. When I realized she was backstabbing me, I checked to see if the website she was proposing for the new client was already taken, and it was available. She had not bought it, so I bought it for $11.
You bought the URL for this new, and I'm assuming that this URL is important, like it was critical to the plan?
It was part of one of the focuses of her presentation and her pitch to this company.
You bought it for $11. Obviously, the client and your company, they needed it. You sold it back to them?
That's correct.
For how much?
$53,000.
What? Steven, cold as ice.
Are
I remember Amanda was telling us that you were mad. She changed the presentation, which, by the way, we'll get to that in a second. But she said you were doing some other work. Is that when you were buying the URL right there while the presentation was happening?
Yeah, I was like, if she's going to f*** me, I'm not going to mess around.
Stone cold Steven.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
$53,000, pretty good.
I mean, Amanda, you think that's going to, like, come out of your draw or salary or something?
No way.
It is your mess Absolutely up if you not. Didn't buy the website. Wow.
And the thing is, if she would have worked with me on it, I would have caught that, and it wouldn't be an issue. Now I get a year off of work.
Well, Steven. The reason Amanda called us in the first place is she said she couldn't sleep the night before the presentation because she was so worried. She didn't feel like all the T's were crossed and I's were dotted. Yeah. So that's when she kind of changed the plan. Didn't have time to talk to you before the presentation. And you guys got the client. So she was calling for your forgiveness. Can you forgive her?
Didn't have time before the presentation is questionable. And I'm out, so she's not really in my life anymore. So, you know, sure, no hard feelings, but in our relationship,
$53,000 takes care of any hard feelings that you might have had, I guess.
Exactly.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning, 823. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine today with a high of 54. 36 in Midtown. Hawks beat the Magic 125 to 108. What else is going on, Charlie?
Do you remember earlier this week, Monday, in fact, we talked about the mom who gave birth at an Atlanta McDonald's the day before Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, we've got an update on why the mom and baby, we're calling her Baby Nugget, ticket while they were back at the store, and that is coming up. But first, police departments across the country are scratching their heads at the recent calls of theft that they're receiving from homeowners about stolen Christmas decorations.
I don't understand why anyone would steal them. I mean, I think they were like $30 to begin with. I don't know what like what used Christmas decorations go for these days.
Really? There is definitely a market for Christmas decorations at Facebook Marketplace.
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
It's bizarre, but it just sounds grinchy to me. Police are saying there is a way to protect your beloved decor, though.
Just try to find some way to secure it. You know, what you want to do is make it harder for a criminal to victimize you.
Yeah, you know that old bike lock you got in the garage? Wrap that around a stake, everybody's a winner.
Are you kidding me? I'm praying that somebody steals our inflatable snowman.
Oh, so you have to buy another one?
No, I'm not going to buy another. I don't know where we got it.
You have two kids. You think you're not going to buy another one?
Yeah. We've got it in the living room right now, so there's no chance of it getting stolen.
Do you remember the story we talked about earlier this week about an Atlanta mom who gave birth in the bathroom of the McDonald's on Fulton Industrial Boulevard?
She came into the bathroom. She was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm having a baby.
The first time I seen baby naked, it was the top baby
next
head.
I love it. Baby Nady Phillips is now just 1 week old, but she's already attended a party in her honor. So the staff at McDonald's held a baby shower for her and her mom yesterday, complete with trays and trays of nuggets. And that's actually the baby's nickname. So how does the mom feel about the nickname?
Like, no, nugget fits. Leave it alone.
Oh, they like nugget. Okay.
Hey, those nuggets are good.
Right.
Man.
Could you imagine the immune system that that baby has born in a McDonald's bathroom?
Not for germaphobes.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.